Maintenance of the fund. Okay, so we'll call this meeting to order at 6:10. We'll start off with roll call. Howard Robb.
Here.
Cecile Fowler.
She's excused.
Dina Mooney, here. Sandy Juno.
Here.
Donna Cappuccino Simmons. Denise Moore.
Here.
Trustee Jim Genrich. Genrich. We had this discussion after the last meeting. Genrich. What is it? Genrich. Okay. Genrich. All right. Oh, here's the agenda. And then, all right, we have enough for a quorum. Election of chair.
So, I'll pull that committee list back up. Any member can serve two consecutive terms. So, Dina, you have served your allotted two consecutive terms. So it is open. You can serve more later on. As you can see, Howard served in 14 and 16 and then 18 and 19 with that year gap. So I didn't email the group asking if anyone was interested. I apologize, so put everyone on the spot.
I'll nominate Howard.
Do you want it, Howard?
Well, you know, do you want, the question is, do you want? I'm fine with anything,
okay.
You know, unless someone else wants to take a shot at it. No, she's shaking her head, no.
I can second. Do you want me to second?
Are you? Did you?
I will, yes.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? There's something where we have to, like, keep asking.
Yes.
Are there any other nominations?
still none.
Okay. All those in favor of electing Howard as the chair, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign.
I abstain. Right,
congratulations. So I guess you can continue on with the meeting. I don't even know if I was supposed to start the meeting.
Yeah, I think technically.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the way it works. You know, I mean, you start it off.
I was still the chair up until that point, maybe.
Until about 30 seconds ago.
That's
all right.
We can do Bob's rules here. Okay.
So I guess we'll go on to the third item, election of vice chair. I'll open the nominations up for vice chair. Can we nominate someone who's not present, or is that not fair?
I think we should. they'll come next time.
That'll teach them.
Yep.
Well, I know Donna Cappuccino Simmons was vice chair. When you know, the last time, and she was okay with that position, so.
Well, otherwise, I'll nominate Deanna for vice chair.
You'll nominate who?
Me, Deanna.
I'm sorry. I'll second. So we have a nomination and a second. Do we have to repeat that three times?
I guess. Better to be safe than sorry.
Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? I think that was the third time. So I guess we can vote on that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. So you're the vice chair.
All right. Reverses.
And, you know, I'll be out for the next eight months. No, I'm just kidding. Item number four, modify and adopt our agenda.
I apologize, I didn't get the minutes done from February. I thought they were done, and went to go grab them and put them in the packet, and they worked. So I will have those done for next time.
Okay. So the modification is that item number 5 will be postponed until next time. Any other changes? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move to modify the agenda with a postponement of item number 5, but otherwise approving everything else as is.
That's our second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. And number 5 is postponed. Number 6, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
I do not, with the exception of May is Historic Preservation Month.
Sorry.
Well, that's right.
And we've done things in the past and for this month. But this year, I think it just snuck up on me at least. But I do know if you are interested to check out Brown County Historic Society, they typically have a full list of things going on. And Heritage Hills typically has something going on. I don't know what, but I can email you the schedule.
Any announcements from the committee members? I guess we'll move on to item number 7, public appearances. We have
the kind of little.
Yeah,
I can't quite see them.
Trevor was optimistic. He was planning on having 4. No, for next time. You only put 1.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you put 1 out, then you're gonna have 5.
So right. Yeah,
and unless you got chairs ready in case mm-hmm. you get a lot. Moving on to item number 8, action regarding consultant selection process for the Sunset Circle Historic District Nomination Project.
So I was hopeful that we'd have the contract from the state ready to sign this month's meeting. We did not have that. However, I thought we could still talk about the process that we want to go through with selecting a consultant. So typically the state will give us a contract, and I think because I don't have it, but I expect it any time, I'll just take that directly to the board. It's a pretty boilerplate contract. But once we get that, then we have to send out an RFP for the contractor for the nomination work. And in the past, we've had a subcommittee review us the proposals that we received. Typically, we receive, I think the most we've ever received have been 3. Typically, it's 2 that we receive. So, if that's the direction that the committee would like to go, I can forward on to you the RFP. I was planning on just using the same format as what we've used in the past, just replacing information from Robinson Hill or Sunset Circle. And I will certainly email that out before I forward it out to the group. I think we have until September to select a consultant. I have to double check that deed. So, depends on your availability. If you want to do it as a group here, as a full committee, or if there's certain members that are interested over others, and you're available this summer, we can have a meeting to review the proposals and then report back to the full committee. So
the action for us is to decide if we want to meet as a full committee, or have, there's only 4 of us.
I know. I kind of feel like just have them come to the full committee. Yeah. That's just my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was on that subcommittee. I think you were on the subcommittee.
Yeah, I've been on a couple of them in the past.
It's, yeah.
But, yeah, I think it might be good just to go ahead since there's...
Okay. It's yeah. not as intimidating. For the rest of the group, it's not as intimidating as you think. It's pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. I know I've sent out RFPs for other projects outside of historic preservation, and sometimes the packets can be really thick with you. Typically, these are pretty straightforward.
So this would be a...
The approach is usually the same.
Yeah, yeah. This would be a... We wouldn't do this at a regularly scheduled meeting. This would be a, you know, because it's confidential.
So yeah, it's possible.
We'd have a separate meeting.
Yeah.
For that, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's a closed session.
The closed session, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're determining how to spend the money.
Okay.
So who to spend the money on. Yes, whatever that quote is that appears in some of the.
It can't be. I think we've done it both ways.
Yes.
But yeah, then that way the group can feel comfortable asking a little bit more freely.
I think we're okay with whatever meeting we need to have. And okay. Again, I know some of these. Are pretty, I mean, I've seen some of those packages, yeah, they're pretty thick, but, you know, a lot of it is kind of like boilerplate, or they say that they all have the same kind of information in them, pretty much, so it shouldn't take that long to kind of decide which one we think would be the best. So, good. Anything else on item number 8?
So I do have that as an action item if you wanted to take.
Oh, so we'll
I'll make on it, okay. I'll make a motion to for the consultant selection process for Sunset Circle Historic District nomination project be held at or during a regularly scheduled Historic Preservation Committee meeting in a closed session.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 9, discussion regarding future projects, committee structure, and meetings.
So I know we discussed this at length at the previous meeting, wanted to... bring this back just in case there was anything left unsaid. But I also wanted to remind the group that I want to do this every year, so this will be just an annoying habit of mine moving forward. But just a reminder that traditionally we have met at 6 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. That meeting time is set by the committee. So if there's a different time that works, vote on that as a group and come up with a different time. But I've heard of someone, of a colleague of mine doing this and just bring this up annually when they elect the chair in another community. So do it with all my committees and a reminder that it's not set in stone. But I know that everyone kind of has the schedule laid out, but what we've done in the past with this group is we kind of had it quarterly, and then as needed in between. So
this is times okay with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're all nodding our heads.
Yep. So.
Okay. And the fourth Wednesday is still okay with everybody. Yeah, it's that's fine. Anything else on item number 9? Trevor, I had a question as far as meetings, things coming up. Is there a plan to have an official ceremony to recognize Robinson Hill District as a historic preservation, you know, having gained that status, you know, like we did with Miramar.
Yeah. We ordered the signs back in November, and we're still waiting on them. So, I think it might have something to do with the brown color, that they're a special order, because I do know we've had the green signs coming, but the Robinson Hill neighborhood, we were fortunate to work with the pier on getting those signs. They didn't have any in stock. Then we had to go through a company, I think, out of Grindr to order them. Yeah, so when those come in, we're like to have a.
So we would have an event then.
Yeah. I said Robinson Hillman. Miramar.
Yeah. Okay, I just was thinking about it. Anything else on item number 9? I guess we'll move on to item number 10, discussion regarding staff summary of the Commission Assistance and Mentoring Program Camp event offered by the National Alliance of Preservation Commissions. Trevor, can you enlighten us?
I've attended this meeting, or this thing in the past. It's always a lot of the information is the same from time to time, but it's always great. I always make it a point every maybe 2 or 3 years to go again and re-familiar myself with some of the information. I've gone, the last one I went to was I think back in 2018 or 19 down in Oshkosh. This one was virtual, it was a two half day event. And I believe Denny, I saw you, I know I saw you once, but I didn't really look for any committee member. But I want to send you the slides. They sent us slides for all the for a few of the sessions. And just really good information. For example, something they had in here was an example of a certificate of appropriateness approval matrix. So this is something that we could look through. It has all the, I know we spent some time a few years ago kind of revamping our application, but this was just broke it down by project. If, say, there's a deck visible from the street, then that could have staff approval, or I don't know, doors, exterior, fences. That's a it's no approval because it's outside of the structure. It just makes it a little easier, I think, for maybe the applicant to know what to expect. We typically only receive one of these every few years, so I mean, it's not something that we need to spend a lot of time on, but I think the benefit that just taking a review at maybe this example and just kind of, because we only receive one application maybe every few years, that, these are the types of projects that we should be thinking about when a project gets done. Some of the other sessions, I won't necessarily bore you with going through some of the law stuff. I found it very fascinating. But they went through how historic preservation is a form of zoning, and how, and then all the constitutional rights that we have for enacting zoning laws, but because it's a zoning function of the government, that we should be taking action similar to how we do with zoning. again, I won't go through all the details, but if you're interested in reading more about it, they have the slide notes up here, and I'll forward this link to you. Danny, I don't know if you had anything to
add. You know, I wished she's just recently sent the notes and that from the camp. I wish I would have looked through before I came, because it's kind of been like a month. I don't remember too much, but I really got a lot out of it, especially this law one. I was amazed at, you know, how we derive the powers to, you know, to do what we do.
Right.
No, I found it really interesting. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, and just even things, I think, was it the ethics one? Just knowing when to maybe recuse yourself from voting. And something that I picked up is just because you are familiar or are connected in some way, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to recuse yourself. Just making it known that you are, this is my neighbor, or this my company owns this, or something like that, or I work with Heritage Hill, or I volunteer with Heritage Hill, something like that, you know, just making it public that you are connected is kind of meeting a lot of the rules there, but, and then the committee can decide whether or not they feel like you, if there's conflict of interest there or not. So. Again, I'll forward this to you and feel free to kind of peruse, but this has been free for the past few years, put on through the Wisconsin Historic Society. So next year, if available, I would encourage you to attend too, because like I said, it's really good. It's a lot of it's basic, but then there's a lot of good background information.
I didn't know how to respond to you when you said hi in the beginning. Okay. I'm lucky I got onto the thing. I was afraid to push any buttons and pop me right off. So I let it go.
Yeah.
I was going to send you an email.
I chatted to Danny in the chat. trying to think of what else. I didn't see in these notes here the presentation that they went through they went through each example of what qualified as like an okay approval and what didn't.
That was excellent. Yeah, it was excellent.
But again, they didn't provide it, but any questions?
So you'll forward that?
Yes, I'll forward this, some of these notes, and they might not make as much sense, but feel free to reach out if you have questions. I'm happy to talk about it. I kind of nerd out about this stuff, so I can pass it.
Good. Yeah, even though some of it may not, maybe a lot of it may not be relevant, every now and then you see something, oh, okay, I didn't know that, or, you know, and it's good that we want to, it's good to know things before we need to know.
Exactly.
I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah.
You know, this may generate some questions, so we'll read through this and you want to send Trevor an email or two. Good, thank you. Anything else on item number 10? Next item on the agenda is item number 11, next meeting date and agenda items.
I think the next regular scheduled meeting is July. I think by then we'll have the RFPs sent out. I don't know if we'll have RFPs back. Probably, I'm guessing, maybe August or August. And how quickly we can get those out. 30 days is the shortest turnaround I'd like to give. I mean, it all depends on when that application gets forwarded to us from the state. So, But that would be one agenda item I'd like to have. July 27th would be to review those proposals, or if we have them.
July 27th? Anything else on our meeting date and agenda items? If not, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion?
I'll second.
We have a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Nobody ever opposes adjourning.
I did learn at the City of Green Bay policy protection meeting that I had to go to for my liquor license. That the